On June 7th, 2017, the Iranian capital Tehran witnessed two terror attacks, the first one at the parliament and the other at the mausoleum of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. This is the scene of the carnage at the parliament. Four terrorists entered the administrative building, armed with AK-47 rifles and grenades. The terrorists opened fire at people. As security forces surrounded the area, reports of hostage taking were coming out. Some gunmen began shooting from the windows, and one of the terrorists blew himself up. A team of special forces made their way to the upper floors of the parliament. Meanwhile, IRGC forces killed another terrorist before he detonated his suicide vest. All attackers were neutralized. Meanwhile, emergency services rushed to the scene. 12 people were killed. Many more were injured. About half an hour before the parliament attack, several kilometers to the south, this happened. An attack on the Imam Khomeini Mausoleum. Three terrorists attempted to enter the mausoleum through the western ingress. One of the attackers shot at people before detonating a suicide vest. A second gunman was sniped down by counter-terrorism forces, and one female attacker was captured alive. The incident resulted in the death of a civilian and the injury of five others. Iranian government officials said that they thwarted a third attack. The Daesh terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attacks. Following the attacks, Iranian intelligence forces conducted a series of operations. 41 Daesh terrorists were identified and arrested from across the country. On June 18, 2017, the IRGC announced that a series of medium-range ground-to-ground missiles were launched from provinces of Kermanshah in Kurdistan to Daesh positions in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor.